The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, sticking with homes, is your spare room a shrine to teddy bears? Is your cabinet a display for thimbles from around the world? Collectors all across Ireland have contributed to a surge in online auction sales for the likes of Sotheby's and eBay throughout the last number of months. And there's a whole new generation of collectors, as Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
Stamps, coins, banknotes, militaria, weapons, antique toys.
There is no end to the things people collect, as Ian White of White's Auctioneers says.
A great collectible would be one of the president's face masks. You know, the White House issued their own face mask with the logo on it. So maybe face masks that have been issued for government departments or for the army or for the guards or for something like that might be worth having.
Sanitize them first.
Oh yeah, give them a good old wash. Yeah.
Journalist Amy O'Connor started collecting autographs when she was 10.
Always watched the Antiques Roadshow and stuff with my mom, so I was really kind of conscious of things being valuable.
That I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, that this is worth £1 million.
Really?
And I always wrote letters as well. I always had pen pals, so it kind of was a natural fit.
Amy didn't care who she got autographs off.
It was kind of the early days of the internet. Like, a lot of celebrities were just building their web presence, so I used to just email, like, any celebrity.
Soon, letters were being sent to Waterford from the likes of Judi Dench, Hugh Grant.
Can I just say no to your kind request?
Pavarotti, and even Harper Lee.
And writing really nice letters to me. And again, I can't stress how horrible my letters were to them. It was just like, my name is Amy O'Connor and I'm 11 years old. I'm a big fan of yours. Will you send me your autograph to this address? Thanks, Amy. Like, so impersonal. My dad humoured it a lot. Like, when I come home from school, he'd be like, these are the letters you got. And so my mom, I think, just thought it was totally weird and was still regarded as weird, even though I did it for years.
Nisha O'Hare is a retro video game collector.
Like, I've always been into video games, and then one day I was down in a friend's house and he had a few old video games that I hadn't seen in about, you know, 20 years or whatever. Afterwards I went home and didn't shut up talking about it for ages to my girlfriend. And then she ended up surprising me with a Super Nintendo for my birthday. And that was it. The floodgates were open and I was just hooked.
Nisha has around 20 consoles and hundreds of retro games.
You're an adult and you have the money to buy the things. When you were a kid, you couldn't do that. So yeah, I kind of went a bit wild for the first few years.
If the game is acting up, do you do that thing we all used to do as kids and blow into the cartridge?
Yeah, I do. I don't even know if it works, to be honest, but yeah, I definitely do.
Hi, my name is Lolo and I'm a toy collector from Dublin, and I document all my toys on my Instagram at Lolo Kaiju. The main bulk of my collection is Godzilla and Ultraman, and I have a few robots in there like Transformers and Power Rangers.
It's Morphin time! Dragon Sword! Mastodon!
I haven't got to the stage yet where I'm anxious about space. I haven't yet run out of space. I've been managing to cram enough stuff in that I haven't got to the dilemma of trying to sell or trying to get rid of anything yet.
For Lolo, she doesn't collect with the view of selling on or making a profit.
Everything's digital, so nothing's tangible. And I just think a huge part of my childhood was tangible things I could hold in my hand, like books and toys and videos. And my bedroom was surrounded in posters and magazines, all sorts. So I feel like it's just a huge part of who I am, and I need to have these things around me. I like to be able to reach for them.
Back with retro video game enthusiast Nisha O'Hare, he tells me himself and Super Mario actually have something in common.
Oh yeah, I'm a plumber, yeah. Yeah, that was a happy accident. I swear I didn't do that on purpose.
Liam Geraghty reporting.